Hello, and welcome to StarKey's certification segment, But Do You Know? I am your host, Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at StarKey. Today we are going to meet Sarah. Let's follow her down the supermarket aisles as she goes shopping for the very first Pesach she will be making. The first item on Sarah's list is duck sauce. Not realizing, Sarah, the rookie Pesach shopper, picks up a jar of duck sauce, which she believes is kosher for Passover. A few aisles over, she finds a specially designated section of kosher for Passover condiments. Realizing her mistake, she exchanges the non-kosher for Passover duck sauce for the kosher for Passover duck sauce, abandoning her original choice on the kosher for Passover shelf. Along comes Chava, who picks up what she trusts is kosher for Passover duck sauce, but in fact, is Sarah's abandoned non-kosher for Passover jar. After all, this is the kosher for Passover food section. Can't Chava assume that every item on the shelf is fit for Passover use? Chava goes home and uses this duck sauce to make her delectable Chinese duck. Before she discards the empty jar, she reads the label a little more carefully than she did in the store and realizes that she has some real serious kashrus questions to ask her friendly local Orthodox rabbi. Poor Chava. Looks like her goose is cooked. Sarah, rule number one for Pesach shopping. Never abandon non-kosher for Passover items on kosher for Passover shelves. And rule number two is, always check the products you buy for Passover symbols, no matter what shelf they are on. After realizing how expensive Pesach condiments are, not to mention all the matzah and wine she will need for her several guests, Sarah wishes she can hold the household budget intact without compromising her strict standard of Passover kashrus. Perhaps I can buy products without Passover certification if they claim to be fresh, pure, natural, or additive-free, she wonders. Sarah, a behind-the-scenes look at the production of such questionable products will reveal why they may be problematic for Passover use. For example, decaffeinated and flavored coffees and teas are examples of products on the market that could undergo either kosher for Passover or non-kosher for Passover processes and share similar Passover concerns. Decaf, regular, instant, and flavored coffees and teas must be used for Pesach only if they are reliably approved for Passover. By the way, Sarah, when you buy the sweetener for that coffee and tea, make sure that it is pure cane granulated sugar with no dextrose added. Powdered artificial sweeteners that are kosher year-round contain cornstarch and need special kosher for Passover certification. Coffee creamers also require kosher for Passover certification. If you prefer honey in your tea, even 100% pure honey could be adulterated with corn syrup without detection. Well, Sarah, there are so many more things to learn about Passover shopping, but we'll let you digest what you've learned so far. For more information, check on our website at www.star-k.org or look in our Passover guide, which is available at your local Hebrew bookstore. For now, consider yourself StarK informed. Until next time, Kol Tov!